Mike, it was back and forth. I'm sure you expected that against these guys. What do you think kind of ultimately swung it in their favor tonight?
Oh, it swung in their favor. That's a good question. I mean, it was back and forth. I mean, they punched, we punched. I mean, it's a typical game we play against them, and many more to come. So, you know, what swung in their favor? They executed and got the one more hit in the 10th. Eventually, that's what, you know, eventually got it.
What did you think of Pivetta tonight?
You know, he just battled his tail off. You know, he's competing his butt off and, you know, had that chance to, you know, uncover all of it exactly, you know, because a lot of things took place. And but more or less, you know, they put some good at-bats on him. You know, we put good at-bats on May. They put good at-bats on him. And, you know, biggest difference was, you know, at least for some of it, was his ability to get the extra inning, you know, May. But Pivetta battled and got through to finish the fourth and, you know, hang on there with that lead 6-5. But, you know, that point, 93 pitches, his day's over.
It wasn't the cleanest game. I'm wondering just kind of your perspective on a couple of the plays. The fly ball, or I guess the one that – was that just in the gloaming and wasn't
– more of a twilight situation. You know, you're going to get twilights in about every night game. There's going to be a setting, and some nights are different in the setting than others. And, you know, I didn't see it off the bat immediately and communicated it, but nobody could get out there to take it.
Then the bouncer back to Morjon, and then obviously his ability to get out of the inning after that. What did you kind of see from that whole sequence there?
I thought he was super clean, you know, got his guys. And then, you know, the comebacker, he just didn't get his feet set and make an accurate throw. But I appreciated the way he regrouped and got Freddie.
Was there, I think Suarez, 10 pitches in the ninth. Was there any consideration, or was he going to be down after one inning?
Yeah, it was consideration. I mean, it was really tempting. You know, the first couple guys are, we prefer to have righties on. Actually, Páez is a little more neutral. Tommy's the guy we want the righty on. You know, Kiki's in there. He's a little more neutral, too. But, you know, it's the back end of 3 out of 4 and, you know, 10 pitches. And he's carried the mail for us. And a lot of guys are carrying the mail. You know, we got... We're trying to, you know, we're not trying, we're doing it. We're pushing, you know, piecing it together and competing at the same time. But, you know, we're going to need some depth out of some starters.
Have you seen the replay yet on the strike 3 call to Manny?
The strike, the ball 4 call?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you know, Mike does a good job. He's a really good crew. You know, I'm not going to. Listen, we had a lot of other opportunities to do some things in that game, and, you know, clearly Manny's locked in, and that's a big at-bat, takes a big at-bat, is seeing the ball really well, and took a pitch that was off the plate, and, you know, could have changed the complex of the game, you know, with Jackson coming up hitting the double. Who knows if he still does it, but I still like our chances with it. But, you know, again, you know, they're human, and it's a good crew, and Mike's a good umpire, so I'm not going to sit here and you know, to AJ's point, you know, there's things we could have done that could have been better. So, you know, we take care of our own house.
Did you see on the ball that Rafferty was trying to ride down
the last game? Looks like he just came in, and it looked like it backspun a little bit and carried on him. And you know, whether he makes the play immediately, it's hard to say because the ball was hit on the line and did backspin and carry. But just carried more than I think he anticipated off the bat.